Boss and the Gloss on the Sports Map Radio Network. Live from Radio Row in Arizona, ahead of the big game, here's David Gao and Carla Dawson.
Welcome back. We are broadcasting live from Radio Row in the Phoenix Convention Center, and we are joined now on set by Bob Parsons, who is an iconic businessman, founder of GoDaddy, and the founder and CEO of PXG Golf Clubs, which are extraordinary clubs. I understand they can really elevate your game, and they're custom fitted, and you've got some technology in them. What makes PXG Golf Clubs so exceptional?
Well, number one, the technology that we use, we're the only guys that have it. What we do is most of our cavities filled with this ionomer, and what it does is it enables us to use the thinnest face in golf, which does about six things, and one of them is it launches high, goes further, stops quicker, it is more accurate, It is soft, it feels like butter on a hot biscuit.
Yeah. Oh, nice.
It's just a beautiful thing.
I have to say, I need to ask you this. We're talking to Bob Parsons of PXG Golf Clubs. When I heard, okay, there's a next-generation golf club coming out like PXG that with user technology totally enhanced the performance of the club, my reaction was, golf has been around forever. How can there be another wave of innovation? Well, what gave you that inspiration where you saw this and you said, this is something we can build the whole business around?
Well, yeah, that happened in 2013. I started it with a fellow from joined me. He was one of the senior engineers at Ping, and then we had a couple other guys do it. And we had to wait a year. They had an agreement not to compete.
A non-compete,
and in Arizona,
sure,
That's enforceable.
Yeah.
So we did all sorts of other stuff, like trying to figure out how far you could hit a golf ball with a frying pan on the end of a 6-foot pipe or for 3-foot tee. The answer is about close to 400 yards.
Hmm.
Stuff like that. And then once we got going, we just kept trying different things. And the whole idea was that I posed to them was, if you had as much time as you needed, because I asked them, you know, why don't your clubs get much better every year? They said, we're under time constraints. We got price points we need to meet, that sort of thing. And so I said, you know, if you had all the time you needed and you had the money you need, could you make something truly exceptional? And they'd say, boy, we'd sure like to try. Mm. Well, the answer to that is yes. And so that's PXG.
And they did more than try. They did it.
Yeah, they sure did it. And, you know, I can still remember the day they came to me and they said, Bob, we had a breakthrough. What a breakthrough it was. I mean,
that's amazing.
It is something that we use in most of our products, and it's just nothing like hitting one of our clubs.
And it's on the tour now. It's on the PGA Tour. We got people using it.
It's on every tour. We've won multiple times on every tour.
Live Golf as well?
Excuse me?
Live Golf as well? The Saudi Tour, are they over there yet?
You know, I'm not too keen on that.
I'm not either, Bob.
We'll just let that go.
Okay.
I fought with the Marine Corps during the Vietnam War, was wounded in it and so forth, and I've got this old idea of patriotism. So I'm just sitting back and not jumping into that.
Preach. I love it. That's a great stand to take.
We're talking to Bob Parsons, PXG Golf Club CEO and founder. But let's just to some football, if we could. You're here for the big game. I understand you're a big Ravens fan.
I am.
Ravens, heck of a team. Obviously did not get it done down the stretch. Lamar Jackson's status now, a pivotal question in the offseason. What should happen with Lamar Jackson and the Ravens this year?
You know, it's going to be interesting. You know, they have a disagreement which really centers around the length of the contract they're going to give him, which is, you know, if he gets hurt any time, they still pay the contract. I think and I could be wrong on this, but if the club wants 3 years, Lamar wants 5 or 6, and how they work it out, I don't know. The only thing I know for sure is next year they'll have a quarterback,
right,
and they'll be back at it again.
Right.
Well, you know, Bob, so you're an amazing innovator, entrepreneur, all the things. Do you think Lamar would be better served having representation. He represents himself, he and his mother. And while there's something to be said for that, like you're there, you're in all the negotiations and all, that's not his level of expertise. His level of expertise is what he does on the field and brings to the field. So, A, do you think he should get representation outside of himself? And, B, do you think being the league MVP kind of deserves him a longer look from the Ravens, a longer contract?
Well, here's what I'll tell you. Here's what I'll tell you. I deal with a lot of agents.
Sure.
And most of them are knuckleheads. All right? And
I love the truth serum.
Everybody
awesome.
Be better served just dealing direct with the player if the player had any idea how to negotiate. And I think Lamar represents himself well. So I don't have an issue with it one way or the other. Of course, I'm not trying to cut a deal with him either.
Right.
We're talking to Bob Parsons of PXG Golf.
Yes,
I want to ask you about
that.
This. Apparently, at one point, you had a thought that you'd love to buy an NFL franchise, and you have the means. I don't. I'd like to buy an NFL franchise, too. But when you thought about buying an NFL franchise and you're looking at owners of teams, are there owners whom you would highlight and think that's the right model? I mean, there are obviously highly interventionist owners, mm-hmm. hands-off owners, all kinds of different owners' profiles there. What kind of owner would you be and why?
Well, I would be slightly hands-off. I wouldn't be as hands-on as, say, Jerry Jones, and I wouldn't be as hands-off as – I don't even know who to use.
Yeah, because they're so hands-off, we don't know about
there.
Them. Right?
Yeah,
right.
Exactly. You know, at the end of the day, you know, the people you surround yourself with, your general manager, your coach, and others, you know, are going to make the team.
Right.
And they're the guys that you have to spend the time with, the guys or the gals. You have to spend
time
with.
Trust your hires.
And they're the ones that are going to make it happen or not make it happen.
Yep.
So that's
so
where the
right.
nut cutting happens.
Is the idea of your buying an NFL franchise still a thought to you? Is that still a possibility that you would chase that opportunity?
You know, maybe. Yeah, I'd also like to be king. Yeah. But, you know, I don't think
you are in many circles, Bob. So
I don't think that's going to happen,
right.
David, Carla.
I've got one I would really like you to buy. We're based out of Houston. Oh, my goodness. We would really love you to buy the Texans. They need some help. You're so smart. You're so savvy. I think you would just be. You'd turn that place around in a minute.
There was a time when I was looking at that. You know, I never really got into any negotiations or anything, you know, along those lines. But I was thinking about Cleveland, you know, when they went the second year
sure.
with no wins. I thought, that is my team.
Right.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
See the opportunity.
And that's, you know, that's the type of thing that attracts me. But it never happened. And instead, I bought a golf course.
You did. Tell us about your golf course.
And that golf course
it's
now
in Phoenix.
Is Scottsdale National. And it is pretty exceptional place.
Oh.
It's got 45 holes, two 18s and a 9. We have only one rule, and that rule is no member shall get in the way of another member's good time. That's it.
Mm.
Other
okay.
than that,
I
you
really
do whatever
want you to run the
you
Texans.
Yeah. So anyhow, I bought Scottsdale National. I put $330 million into it.
Oh, my gosh.
And I'll
gosh.
Tell you what, you know, that's my happy place. And the people that are members, that's their happy place, too.
Well, I bet. I mean, that's in a game that has a lot of rules and a lot of etiquette. It sounds like the members you have, they understand what golf is, and they only need your one rule of don't get in the way of fun.
Rule,
I love
it.
Okay, talk about the growth of golf, because I saw yesterday that the PGA named Steph Curry their golf ambassador. And I think it is so fascinating, and I think it's such a wonderful move because he is so beloved, and he's obviously at the top of his sport in the NBA and an avid golfer like yourself and so passionate. And he's done so much for the game with HBCUs and really getting golf through Under Armour and things like that, getting golf in so that it's available to everybody. Talk about what you see with growth in the game of golf.
Well, it's a great big question. However, he's only got about 15 seconds to answer that great question. But I'd love to hear your thought.
Okay, well, if I got 15 seconds, I'm going to tell you, golf had a boom with COVID when it was the only thing to do.
Yep.
And right now we're coming down off that boom, and the industry is somewhat, I think it's down about 30%. maybe 40, depending on who the company is. It's literally on its tail. So we're going to see where it's going to go. But
if you're involved, I feel good about it, Bob.
He's Bob Parsons of PXG Golf. Check out his golf clubs, Bob. Really appreciate your coming by.
Can I say one more thing?
Yes.
All right. We launched our first golf ball yesterday, the PXG Extreme Premium Golf Ball. And this ball outperforms everything.
You heard it from the CEO.
Okay, where do we get it, Bob
Parsons? Right, thanks so much.
Online or at any PXG store.
Okay, I'm on it.
Great to be with you.
Thanks, Bob.
All right, my pleasure.